When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
We like boobies. But we need all the boobies.
All of it?
Because as one industry is booming right now,
yeah.
Another that is similar is being wiped off the face of America.
Yeah.
And it sure seems like when it comes to seeing our sexual fantasy,
yeah.
We now prefer either all of it or none of it.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So, we told you a few months ago that Hooters was struggling.
Yeah.
Well, over the weekend, they shut down, according to a story, over 30 restaurants out of nowhere.
Damn.
They're closed.
In a weekend.
Yes. It seems that it is just a matter of time before Hooters either completely goes out of business or they only have like their three main locations left.
Yeah, all in Florida.
So on top of that, Tommy, Hooters' main competitor, it's a similar restaurant known as Twin Peaks. Have you ever heard of it?
No. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we never had one in Rochester, but they closed their last location ever last week.
So they're out.
Yes, they're done. We never had a Twin Peaks, but we did have a Tilted Kilt.
Yeah, there was one here, right?
Yep,
yeah.
You remember Tilted Kilt. That blew up fast.
Yeah.
Tommy, at one point, Tilted Kilt had over 100 locations nationwide.
That's pretty impressive.
Do you know how many they have today?
I'm guessing less.
Six.
Six?
Wow.
Six.
Kilts left.
Yep. The bottom line.
Yeah.
Restaurants. I wish I came up with that, but that's now a term in the industry. Restaurants are going extinct.
All right. People, so what happened?
Well, that's the question. Like, what do you think? 252 WCMF. They don't really give a reason why.
Because, I mean, men still want to look at women.
Yeah, but maybe those men are just doing it on their own. Like, you could go to those restaurants and spend money on a beer, or I could pay somebody on OnlyFans.
Could do that.
All right,
or
all right.
Just, like, you know, find somebody online or find... I mean, just... I wonder if it cut the creep factor got cut out and that was a certain percentage of their business.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up because as restaurants are dying, you'd think this would mean sex in public doesn't really sell anymore.
Yeah.
But you'd be wrong because it turns out the strip club business is booming right now.
Okay, so we want it raw. We want raw ass nips.
Raw ass nips?
Yeah.
I'd get that looked at. My wife's a dermatologist. You got nips on your ass.
You want it all or nothing at all.
So it's believed that...
Yeah, you want a show.
Yeah. It's believed that strip clubs are a recession-proof business. We may find out.
Mm.
Kimmy, a study showed a couple weeks ago that Rochester had some of the most strip clubs per capita in America. We were named one of the top 20 strippiest cities in America.
Yes.
Things are going so well locally that the tally-ho is in the midst of building an addition, a VIP upstairs area.
An upper ho. Tally ho.
To their existing
building. Yes.
All right, so.
Yeah.
With all this information we don't have, why do we love strip clubs but want nothing to do anymore with restaurants?
Because the restaurant was great because you could, a married guy could kind of go to that place because it wasn't just straight up nudity.
Okay.
And, you know. Eroticism.
But I guess at this point, does it do anything for you?
No, but at least he could go there. He couldn't tell his wife he was going to a strip club.
I see what you're saying.
But he could go with the boys to Hooters, watch a game, eat some wings, and look at the pretty girls.
Could you?
Well, they did.
I understood they did.
But that
were wives aware where they were going?
I guess, well, Hooters was always a weird place because you could see families in there.
Yeah, my dad would take the family to Hooters.
But you saw it in South Florida. Like, you would see families that went to church and then went to Hooters to watch the game.
Yeah.
It's just a weird setup.
No, I agree with you. Like, looking back on it, when I was living in it, it didn't seem weird at all. This was just the place you went, and the girls were pretty. But, you know, I wouldn't. I don't know if I'd take my kids to Hooters. I mean, maybe it's different with girls and boys. Although, even with boys, check out this sex.
But like,
look at it.
I have a question because I guess I don't remember. I mean, I know obviously it was mostly all women that worked. Were there male waiters?
At Hooters?
Yeah.
No, that was Sausages. That was next door.
No, I'm asking though because like I'm wondering if
Cranks.
That hurt your.
Mine was way better.
Cranks is way quicker.
Cranks.
Cranks. What'd you call it? Sausages?
Okay, why? Sausages, there's a double entendre. What's the crank double? It's like calling it penises, you idiot.
What are you calling it? Sausage?
Sausages, because I'm serving sausages.
But there's no sausage on the menu.
How do you, yeah, of course there's misleading. Sausage on there. No, there's sausage all
no,
over
No, I came in here for sausages.
Really? As opposed to the other place where you came in for cranks? Kimmy, I'm sorry.
But I guess if you're cutting out men completely off the staff, was it harder and harder to staff a full restaurant with just women?
That's a good question.
You can always find Shattered Dreams somewhere to work.
Now that's a name of a guy's
Shattered Dreams
Dongsterant. I don't know, Kimmy. I mean,
I'm just wondering if that changed over time because they maybe were having a problem like filling the position.
No, but you're just not getting people coming into the joint.
Yeah. Well, you did have a theory about those restaurants when they opened with their clientele versus or their employees versus a year down the road.
Well, the talent kind of drops off because what they would do is, when they would open up a Hooters, they would bring in girls from all over, the hottest ones to open up the place.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, he died down, they brought in the local girls. And the talent dipped.
Oh, yep.
Oh, it dipped, bro.
Dipped.
Yeah, you think we got potholes.
Shut up.
This was a chasm of dip.
252-WCMF. 252-9263. We are talking about how over the weekend, late last week, Hooters mysteriously, not mysteriously, they were talking about filing for bankruptcy, shut down 30 restaurants out of nowhere. 2 weekends ago, their biggest competitor, a place called Twin Peaks, closed their last ever locations. Currently, Tilted Kilt, which we also had here in Rochester at one point, they had over 100 locations nationwide. Today, they have 6. Restaurants are going out of business. Meanwhile, strip club business is booming, and we're trying to figure out why. Nobody wants restaurants, but everyone wants full nudity. Can I throw a theory out?
What's that?
And by the way, creeps, don't call me. I understand it's not full nudity. They got to keep their bottoms on. Could the strip club be more economical?
Well, that's what
I was thinking. That one I went. It was always expensive as crap.
But if that's what you're looking for specifically, maybe the meals got too expensive at the other places.
To her point.
And it's more fun.
Well,
like, you're having fun at a strip club,
you're
Hooters.
You're also having fun at Hooters.
Yeah, but you are, but not, you ain't having that kind of fun, bro.
Let's walk down the food route for a second.
Mm.
The food at restaurants was way overpriced because you were paying for the experience. Yeah. And that adds up quick.
Yeah.
You could easily spend, even back in the day, over $100 between two guys at Hooters.
Yeah.
Think about what a Hooters, what 20 wings and a pitcher of beer would cost now. Yes, the drinks in a strip club are expensive. But you find one without a cover, you have a drink or two, tip $30.
But you might get a lap dance or two.
Okay, but let's say that's your $30, 20, right. $30. You could be out of there for under $50.
So I don't know what a lap dance goes for anymore. Like a lap dance.
Is any man going to call up and willingly admit what a lap dance costs?
Because I remember they used to be $10 a tune.
Where you went.
Or what were you getting?
I was 20 easy.
Yeah, they demanded it out of you.
Well, that was at Cranks. No, I don't know. Can I be honest with you? I've never gotten a lap dance.
What?
I would go to strip clubs, like with my buddies, and I would tip.
See, I always assumed every guy had one at some point in his life.
Okay, because like when I was going to strip clubs, I was like younger.
Yeah.
And I.
But that would be the time when I would think you're naive enough to be like, I want to see what this is all about.
No, but this, all right, I'm going to share something I've never shared with anybody.
What's that?
And it might be embarrassing, and I don't know. I was afraid I was going to get a boner, and
you will get a boner. That's the point.
I wasn't sure if that was allowed.
Yes.
I didn't want the girl to like.
I that's why you of do
it. I didn't know.
She's grinding her bottom on your rod.
Yes, I understand.
For you to get sprung.
How lap dances work, but I didn't want to be back there, and then they give me a lap dance, and she's like, oh my God. And then like security drags me out of there. Meanwhile, my boner is just like sticking straight out.
Bro, the boner ain't the problem. It's what the boner is doing. Like, you walk out of there sometimes with a little bit of
we get it.
Stain on
we
your
know.
Britches. You got a quarter. You got a quarter stain on them Levi's, boy.
I can't be the only guy that was self-conscious about getting a boner.
I'm sure.
Makes sense as a kid, I guess.
But I can remember, this is sad.
What story has it been so far this
morning? So when I used to go see my parents at the nursing home in Florida, There was this place called Rachel's right down the road. And sometimes I would go in there and get a couple of drinks for lunch.
Okay.
And I would just get a lap dance right there. And there was hardly anybody in the joint. One of the girls would come over and give me a couple of quick lap dances. And it would cost me like $40.
This was on lunch.
Lunch and a lap dance.
Like, this wasn't on lunch from work.
I was on vacation.
Oh,
visiting
vacation.
My parents
I'm sorry.
The nursing home.
Oh, my God.
Place is called Rachel's. I go in and I get a couple of cocktails. And I get a lap dance. So it cost me $40 to get a nice lap, to get, a little stain.
Okay.
And then I
stop that. Okay. So Rob writes us on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF. The easiest way to get us. According to Rob and some other folks. Lap dances now cost $20 per song.
That makes sense.
$25 at some places, .. My friend just told me.
Okay. That makes sense because it was, 20 years ago.
Can I throw another theory as to why strip clubs are booming and restaurants are dying?
What's that?
Strip club offers anonymity.
Okay.
Right. For customers.
Yeah. People may be a little self-conscious about being seen walking into a Hooters, taking their family in, being seen there.
Yeah, you got it. And no one's going to blow you in for being in a strip club because that means they'd also have to admit.
Yeah, everybody's cool.
I was only in here to get directions on how to get away from here. But like you said before, Hooters, Tilted Kilt, there were families that ate there.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But a family having fun does feel different than a single guy walking into, sitting at the bar and chatting up the chicks in the orange hot pants.
Yep. Yeah, it's a different vibe.
You know, where this does suck?
What's
the women that work at these places?
At the strip club or the Hooters?
Hooters.
Both.
Well, I was going to say Hooters because there's no alternative for them once they lose that gig.
I mean, she's right.
You could try it down at Bob Evans.
By the way, Bob Evans could also be the name of a restaurant involving penises.
Yes.
My Bob Evans down here. And my Cracker Barrel. Being an adult dancer is a decision you have to make. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You go
into it fully knowing what you're getting into.
Yeah, you're going to be a peeler.
And here's the thing. I'm not judging. Get your money, ladies. What you got to do? But, Kimmy, there are a lot of women who could not bring themselves to go that far.
Mm-hmm.
There are women who would also be judged harshly by people that found out they were doing
terrible.
It. You're not Kimmy. Try to get a woman's point of view here.
I understand.
Hooters waitresses, not so much. Because, yes, your chest was out. But it was more of a look at the fun we're having situation.
Yeah, I think there was still some judgment there, though.
For working at Hooters?
Probably.
As bad as a strip club?
No, probably not as bad as a strip club. But I'm guessing, I'm thinking you probably. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I guess because it was a little bit before my time. But were you bragging about it if you worked there?
To some people, you were just dumb. You were just a dumb girl who worked at Hooters.
Yeah, I think there was definitely some judgment there for sure.
Back in the day when we were doing charity stuff, some charities would not take Hooter money. If Hooters tried to do a charity, some of the charities in town wouldn't touch their money.
Why?
Because they thought it was dirty
sinful
money or,
okay.
Degrading to women or something.
I'd love to. Well, I mean, look, it was kind of degrading to women. But then again, there was also that weird argument. Or side by side of...
She should have the ability to do it if she wants to.
There's that. Right. And you say the argument was made by people back in the day. These women look stupid. They are stupid. You're degrading yourself. You're also bringing in men who think they're smarter than you.
Yes.
That think
taking
that,
their money.
Yes, you like them and you're taking their money from them. So who's the real idiot?
Right. Get their money.
Exactly. I'm not judging you at all. Do what you got to do.
Who are you going to sell suntan pantyhose to? Because that was the weirdest look, man. Short shorts and then pantyhose.
With the long socks scrunched down.
There also had to be so much judgment for women who were a little bit older that did it, too.
How long could you go?
There was a SAG limit.
No, didn't they
by
have...
The SAG, by SAG, the union.
Didn't they have the Hooters championship tour? Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
In all sincerity, I understand that you're not this guy anymore. Mm. But let's say single Tommy.
Yeah.
There was a 50-plus restaurant.
Yeah.
Were these women?
So they're women my age.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Would that do it for you?
Oh, yeah.
So scantily clad women.
That are middle-aged?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are they saying the most sought after porn now is mature porn?
Okay, but mature porn is 28. I'm not making that up.
I don't know.
If you search mature in porn, it's that
it's
person
like
is younger than my
woman
wife.
Yeah, exactly. An older woman.
But a guy my age would want to see that.
Okay, but I'm saying she's got a Maroon 5 tattoo somewhere on her body. She's not as old as you think.
All right.
The good thing, too, about having an older Hooters restaurant.
Yeah, what's that?
Right, is that if you put Swiffers on their nipples, she could serve and clean at the same time.
because you're a little saggy.
Da, da, it's over here. Now I tell the boomy joke over here. All right, let's take a break.
All right.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
You know where you should never mess around?
Police department.
That's a good one. I would argue, more importantly, the airport.
Oh, okay.
They take things pretty seriously out there.
Yeah, not a lot of humor at the airport.
Which is why this story is so bizarre. What this man allegedly did is legitimately insane. And what makes the story even more crazy, we don't know why.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy.
Yeah.
Back on May 20th, there was an incident at the Buffalo International Airport.
What happened?
Authorities say a pickup truck rammed through a gate near the runway.
Were you trying to get onto the tarmac?
Yes. So they say he hit the gate.
Was really missing that flight.
He hit the gate multiple times.
Yeah.
He then broke through the gate, proceeded to drive his truck onto restricted airport property.
Mm.
Authorities say he was seen driving through multiple secure parts of the airport, including the aircraft taxiways and the effing runway.
God damn.
They say he was driving his truck on the runway where planes go. Eventually, the man was taken into custody by the Transportation Authority.
Yeah.
And late last week, he was formally arrested for the incident. He has been charged with entering an aircraft area, according to the Finger Lakes Daily News, which is a pretty specific crime.
Yeah.
Okay. So we gave you all the allegations. What we don't know, however, is why, if the allegations are true, he did what he did.
His motivation.
There is nothing about motive in the story. And there is also nothing in the story that says they found any weapons, a bomb, a note, any indication that he had bad intentions. It doesn't say that he resisted arrest when they took him into company or custody. Does anyone, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, want to take a shot, if the allegations are true, what the hell happened here?
Do we have the age?
We do not have an age.
That would help.
Yeah, because the younger you're thinking, like, doing it just to see if you could get away with it.
Driving
like,
through a gate, smashing through the gate,
yeah, the
ramming
smashing
it?
Through part is a little more intense.
Yeah, because it's not gonna, you're going to get caught.
Like, right.
Yeah, there's no way you're thinking you're getting out of it. So that takes you down the crazy trail.
Yeah.
Right? If you're not doing it to put it online, to thinking it's funny.
Put it online. What kind
of... Well, no, I could see where he's going with that. Like, somebody thinking they're going to get famous or go viral or gain something out of it, I guess.
Like, these idiots that climb buildings to do the same thing or go into restricted areas and put it online.
Okay, to your point, there was a guy that intentionally crashed a plane as an influencer and tried to play it
off. Yeah, he jumps out of the plane.
Yeah, but he tried to play it off like it was an accident and he was charged formally. Okay, I didn't look at that
angle. That's about the only... Either that or you're just goddamn crazy.
Okay. Can I ask a question?
What?
What this man's accused of, is it something other people want to do?
No.
Like drive
Why would
runway?
You want to like play chicken with a jet?
Okay. If you go to our airport, the road along the runway there, you will see people parked at the fence watching planes take off and land.
Yeah, plane spotters.
Yeah, all day, every day, there's always somebody there. Do they have a fantasy of taking their cars out on the runway?
I don't know. Because it
that
is
do
weird.
For you? What does driving on the runway do for you?
What is watching the planes land do
for you? I mean, I guess that you're seeing something cool coming in.
Well, how many
times
can you
do that?
Wait,
say that again?
How many times can you do that?
Watch a plane take
like,
off.
Some people go there all the time. You know, there's that famous place, I want to say it's St. Bart's in the Caribbean, where the planes come in solo. They fly literally onto the, almost like they're going to land on the beach.
Yeah.
And take off. And people go to the beach and stand there just to get hit by the jet wake.
Yeah.
Like, that's fun for you.
I'm with you. But if people
pollution,
I mean,
yeah, who knows what you're sucking
but
in?
You ain't kidding. But they do it all the time. It's just to feel the power of the jet. So do those people also want to go stand on a runway and let the plane fly like right over their heads, like your Tom Cruise?
See, now that you call me an idiot, but now the theory's starting
Thanks
to work out
a lot,
in your head,
Tom. I mean, I guess if somebody's willing to go watch a train, why wouldn't they find a plane landing or taking?
Well,
off
if you're watching a train, you're probably working at Channel 8.
No, there was a story on hot air balloons at Letchworth this weekend, too.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, where I used to live, there were train tracks and went right by my apartment.
Spotters,
and you used to see guys pull out those foldable chairs and watch trains go by.
But you also see those guys walk up and down the tracks. Like, they're on where the tracks are, where the train goes.
Yeah, right?
I guess. I don't know.
I mean, look, if you see a construction site, there are always guys watching, fantasizing about being on that site. I mean, driving your car into the airport, onto the runway, the taxiway would be a similar fantasy.
Okay.
Right? No.
Open her up on the old tarmac.
I don't
know. Part of it to see like how long you could get away with it for. Is there like a thrill of feeling like you're out running somebody?
Could be. But so, you're not. You're going to get nailed.
So your theory then, Kimmy, with this story again, happened at the Buffalo Airport back on May 20th. This man was just formally arrested. Police say he took his truck, rammed it through a gate, through the airport, multiple times, finally breached the property. The truck was, quote, seen driving through multiple secure parts of the airport, including the aircraft taxiways and the runway. He drove his truck on the runway. he was formally charged late last week, and we still don't have a motive. Also, does this make you feel a little uncomfortable about airport safety?
Yeah. I mean, considering everything I've been seeing lately,
Okay, I'm not criticizing the folks that work there.
Yeah.
No, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on at the airport.
I'm sure they did everything about to their
yeah.
own.
Yeah.
But like when it comes to places like airports, stadiums, government buildings, you just kind of assume there's a plan in place if someone wants to go nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And when that plan doesn't exist
kick in
or work out the way you thought it was, that makes you a little nervous.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Especially if you're a nervous flyer to begin with.
Could you imagine looking out your window and seeing
No.
You would have to think in that moment that person works for the airport.
Yeah, he's late to work. Yeah. That guy's really late to work. Yeah, I would think that's part of the staff.
Or like they had access to something and now they're in trouble.
Yeah.
But if I'm taking off and I look out and I see a truck smashing the gate and coming in, I'm crapping.
Okay, going back to something, Kimmy, I cut you off and went the other direction. Your theory here is this man had a Grand Theft Auto-like fantasy where he wanted to get in and see how long he could go.
How long he could, because, I mean, I'm guessing once you're in there, there's no escaping, so it's just a matter of time before they catch you.
Well, you would just have to go out the way you came in.
I guess, but at that point, at that point, I'm guessing they're going to probably block the one way you got in.
Yeah, but we also kind of thought they'd get him really quick, and they didn't do that either, at least according to the story, if the allegations are true. Paul writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us on Instagram. My grandfather used to take me as a kid to watch the planes land and take off. It was probably boring as hell for him, but I loved it. My kids asked me to do the same thing when they were like 5 or 6, never wanted to drive on the runway, though. So wait. Now, that's your grandpa hiding behind you as a kid. He wanted to watch.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, your grandpa's having a great time.
He's just burning time. Yeah,
that's grandpa crack.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for all the things that you love to watch that are super boring, I'm surprised you're not plane guy.
Or train guy.
Because you love to make up plane facts all the time. You have said on this air that you believe you could fly a plane.
I think I'd make a good airman.
Pilot.
Good Pullman.
Pilot. I don't even know. No, I agree. Make a good Pullman. Isn't that what all your... teacher said at boarding school?
Yeah, they said that I had good Pullman skills.
Oh, yeah, they called him Captain Good.
You know what they always said about me?
What's that?
I got the job done.
Okay. Going back to the stuff that'll make you nervous.
Yeah.
Like, we hear all the time about the stuff that's illegal that gets through TSA, right? Doesn't get caught. The studies where, 80, 90% of things get through. There was that toddler that breached the gate of the White House a few months ago. You remember that story?
Oh, yes. That was
squeezed through.
He was just running on the White House lawn. Like, these places are big and impenetrable in your mind, and then all of a sudden when they're not,
like it's almost like you're gonna get caught. It's just a matter of how much time you have do whatever it is you intend
what
to
are
do.
You trying to what are you willing to risk
but what are you trying to accomplish for that risk, right? Because, like, you know, we're a risk versus reward show. Now, there is not a reward here in this story, if the allegations are true, where the risk would be worth it, but in his mind there had to be for him to do this. If he did, what kind of long-term consequences come with the alleged actions of this man ramming his truck through the gate and driving around the
dude
banned for life?
Does it wipe out your ability to fly forever?
I hope so.
I think you're done with airports.
So you would be comfortable if he was not allowed on airport property ever?
I would only be comfortable.
If he was completely banned from airports,
okay. Because that would really alter your life. Let's say this is a 30-year-old guy. Mm-hmm. Could never get on a plane again.
I'm fine with that. That's really good.
Is there a limit to how long you could be on the no-fly list?
Why would there be?
Well, I don't know. I mean, like, you know.
I know you can be taken off it, but...
Are there people that have been put on a no-fly list and they're never allowed to fly again for the rest of their life?
There's got to be.
How long has the no-fly list existed? Was it a 9/11 thing?
I think so. Yeah, probably.
Okay, so that would mean the maximum would be 24
something years.
There is no limit on how long someone can remain on the no-fly list.
So they could, in theory, put someone on that list forever.
Well, and for good reason.
Well, no, I mean, I don't know. Like, maybe this guy, like, if it was a crazy thing, he gets help. You
can appeal it. But there's no guarantee.
Yeah. Like when you go in front of the appeals court thing.
Who do you appeal to, though? Is it like a court of airplane?
It says,
Supreme Court of Aviation.
The government has established a traveler redress inquiry program, CHIRP, it's called, for individuals to challenge.
You had to make it a long, complicated thing so you could call it CHIRP.
Yeah.
I hate when politicians do that. The bill is called the CHIRPY. Nope, that's not going to work. Go ahead.
It says individuals can challenge their placement on the list.
Okay. Do I get to keep doing that over and over again until I'm back on?
I don't know.
You probably run out of appeals, don't you?
I don't know. Again, we didn't even know this existed 10 seconds ago.
True.
Let me explain how this thing I never thought about works.
But I'm guessing heinous, you're done. Heinous, you're out.
Could you argue this is heinous?
It could have been. They caught it. To me, that just shows you're nuts. You don't belong anywhere near an airport.
Okay. Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
So let's say this man accused of ramming his truck through the fence at the Buffalo airport, driving around, you know. If this was a coworker and they came back to work the next week, would you ask them about what happened?
Oh, yeah.
Just acquaintances.
Yeah.
All right, for example, let's say this is TJ from the country station in the story, right? Yeah, I mean, you know her, you don't know her well.
Yeah, we say hello.
She comes back to work Monday. You would go out of your way to ask her what...
You never pop your head down there.
Well, it's funny because, you know, I go upstairs and do my laps in the morning. I see her every day now.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'd have to ask her.
Hey, how was your weekend? What if she says, great, nothing special.
No, I'm going to say I saw her on TV, man.
Are you sure?
Yeah. It's TJ.
I don't think you'd have the balls.
I don't think so either.
Okay.
It's TJ.
Do you want the answer? Are you sure you want the answer from her?
Oh, I want the answer.
Oh, you definitely want to know.
Give me the cup of crazy.
Well, but there could be an answer that you were not prepared
for. Yeah, but still got to know, though. You'd say, I don't want it to remain a mystery.
Okay. But
I mean, she's kind of like an everyday mom, and she went crazy.
And then what if she's like, yeah, I know what they're putting in the jet engines when they fly over us, and I had to get in there and stop. Now you know that.
Yeah, but don't you want to know what kind of crazy you're dealing with?
If it doesn't hurt me, no.
Yeah, you're down there all the time.
Yeah.
You go down to, every day you say hi to the guys down at the country station.
Guys and gals, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, gals doing country station. So you wouldn't bring it up? You go down there all the time, you talk crap.
No, I'd wait for her to bring it up first. If she didn't bring it up, I wouldn't bring it up. If she's not bringing it up, there's
a reason. Would you make a
joke? No.
Oh, Mr. Jokey Boy.
If it's you, if it's Moose, like guys I like came up with, I've known you guys. I've known you 25 years, Moose 20 years. Like, yeah. Kimmy, yes. I work with her on a daily basis. I'm not making jokes about that. Like, that's past the line of joke. Because, like, what if you make a joke and she's like, that's not funny. She's the guy from Sling Blade for sure.
Kimmy does not know what you're talking
about. She knows Sling Blade.
I do. I've never seen it.
Oh, okay.
Branch Robert Turner.
It's a great movie.
We
very
only
dark.
Do
so I hear.
The most topical
yes.
movie jokes.
TJs and Sling Blades.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't want to believe people are this gullible. And you see this headline and you hope it's overblown.
Okay.
But there are stories of people thinking they had either beaten the system or taken care of what they had to using this identification to try to get on airplanes right now. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So I think, I don't know, they keep changing things. Right now, to get on a plane in America, you need to have your real ID.
Yeah.
And they've been saying, by the way, that real ID, they put the idea into plan just after 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
It only officially became a thing two, 3 weeks ago. So the real ID, if you've never seen one before, I believe it has a little star in the corner.
It's got some stuff on it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you got to look for the stuff.
Yeah, a little stuff.
Got to look for the
just
stuff.
Just slightly different than your regular ID.
And there are people that have been going to airports unaware that they are not allowed to board planes because they don't have this identification.
Right. If you don't have you have to have a passport then.
Yes, without the passport or the real ID. So over the weekend, the TSA put out a tweet. Excuse me, it was on Wednesday. The tweet from the TSA, damn it, I just had it in front of me and I blew it. Long story short, they told people you cannot use your Costco. I got it right here. Ready?
Yeah.
Sorry. We love hot dogs and rotisserie chickens as much as the next person, but please stop telling people their Costco cards counts as a real ID because it absolutely does not.
So people are going with their Costco membership card, which is not enhanced, only at Costco. I'm thinking that gets them on a plane because it has their photo on it.
It doesn't even. Yeah, it does, and it's got a star.
Oh,
apparently that is the confusion. So I thought this was a joke.
Yeah, you got to be really dumb.
There are apparently stories of people, confirmed, that tried to use their Costco card.
I wonder why Costco in particular, because like, if you're that dumb, you think you'd use any, like, membership card you have in your wallet, right?
I don't know if it's the
gold. My shopper's club.
I mean, maybe people try to do that, too. I don't know if it's the gold star on the card.
Oh.
There are also people online that are, like, writing in, like, message boards and things that this, you can use your Costco membership. I don't know if they're being dicks and just trolling people.
Yeah.
I don't know if they actually believe this. But there are people that are using their Costco cards to try and get on a plane. People
so
aren't.
Is it just, I was wondering too, I'm sorry, I was on the phone.
You're fine.
So I didn't know if you brought this up yet. Are they bringing multiple points of ID, thinking like, you know, if I can prove, like
this
things
is
you would take, maybe take to like the DMV.
Okay.
To, if you lose a piece of your identity, you know. I can't think why you would need it, but I know that there are certain things where you have to bring like 3 points of identification.
And you think the Costco would be
and
one
maybe
and you're trying
somebody
to get on.
Like thinks like the Costco because it has my picture on it would count.
Okay, look, that would make more sense.
My picture and name.
It's still dumb.
Yes.
Because can you use your Costco membership as a point of ID for the DMV?
I doubt it.
I wouldn't think so, but you can
it's
use
it. It's not an official document.
Bill,
it's not a
right?
government document.
No. But a utility bill is not a government document either.
True.
I mean, that comes from a
so
business.
I don't know.
I mean, it's utility, but it's still, I don't know.
Hmm. I wouldn't think so, but.
Can you Google if you can use your Costco ID as one of the points of identification?
Yeah, how far can I get with my Costco card?
I mean, maybe, is there something that goes on with Costco and the background checks they do where they're trusted more than other, like, you
like
know?
TSA?
Well, I mean, no, they're obviously not trusted in TSA, but I don't know how, like, to your point, where can I go with my Costco membership card?
I just
card?
Like bulk shopping. Can I get on this plane? I got too much mayonnaise in my house.
Snacks for everybody if you let me on this plane right now. 252 WCMF. After what we assumed was a joke tweet from the TSA last week, telling people they can't use their Costco card as a real ID. Turns out people have actually tried to do this, and there are folks online that are writing, you can use your Costco card to get on a plane, which you can't.
Mm-mm.
All right, Kimmy, do we have any information on how far my Costco membership
I'm going to make a conclusion. No.
Okay, none. Zero.
I don't think it counts as any point of identification.
All right, 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Talon. Hey, Talon, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning. How's everybody doing?
Good, Talon. What do you got?
Hey, man. This real ID thing is the stupidest thing on the planet. I mean, if you have your birth certificate, your driver's license, your social security card, your passport, there is no reason to have a real ID. You've got every base covered. And as far as this Costco thing is concerned, the only thing that Costco proves is that you are a Costco customer, and that's it. It is.
Yeah, but I would trust a Costco customer to fly over a BJ's customer. I'll say that. Costco seems a little higher brow.
Oh.
You know, you got a point there, because it's a
gold.
Better class of customer. I'll give you that.
Thank you. I mean, Tal, look, I get what you're saying, where if you have all these points of ID, it's fine. But I'm also thinking, like, one, which one is easily...
I guess if you have your passport, you're fine.
Yeah, passport is good. Well, can you answer that, for God's sakes, Talon?
We at a casino.
Yeah, I got to let you go, guys. I'll talk to you.
Bye, Talon.
It's like, I got to go.
No, because there was a time.
There was a time.
Thank you. Where you could bring, like, multiple points of ID to get on a plane.
So it used to be, like, your birth certificate. Like, for a little kid.
Yeah.
Like, to go, let's say your parents wanted to take you to the Bahamas. All that kid needed was a birth certificate.
Same to cross the border into Canada.
Right, but that was years ago.
Because, like, I mean, it does get, one, you're increasing the odds that people are losing these official government documents that are very valuable.
But it's better to boil it down to just one thing than I got to show up with five documents to prove it's me.
I would agree.
Now I just need this license.
Not to mention, I guess the argument can be made, and I don't know how true this is, that a birth certificate or a Social Security card is much easily you can forge that easier than a real ID.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, just give it a little while and...
Yeah.
Fix that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are people selling passports all over the place.
Sure.
I also went down a rabbit hole this weekend of countries where you can get passports easy.
Oh, like sketchy country?
Not so much sketchy, just people, the countries that want people to be citizens of their country.
Oh, they'll just give it to you? They don't really care?
Well, like, I mean...
they got to be pretty busted.
Well, do you have to be a citizen first, though?
Well, I'll give you an example. Like, my daughters can get Jamaican citizenship.
Okay.
But they'd have to get the citizenship before they get the...
Passport comes with citizenship.
Oh.
So because their grandfather was born in Jamaica, my wife and daughters could automatically get Jamaican citizenship. I missed it in Ireland. Even Ireland, it's got grandparent citizenship.
So you could go get it?
I can't. I missed it by one generation.
Damn.
I am kind of... I would like to have the Ireland passport.
Even though you don't want
to
go.
Well, I mean, if I got it, I would have to go. I would have to go pick it up.
You know, you can go anyway.
I know. Well,
you could just go.
I mean, you wouldn't feel a little, like, more...
connected.
To your roots. Yes, thank you, Kimmy. With an Italian passport?
I guess, but...
It wouldn't be cool to just have in your hand?
Who would I show it to that would be impressed?
The guy at TSA.
he could care less.
You don't even speak Italian, so you have nothing going for you there.
Okay. Kimmy, like, you're a mutt, though, right? You're like, you're 15 different things.
I mean, I'm half Italian. The rest of it, I don't really know.
Okay. Like, would you want an Italian passport?
No. Again, like, I would feel like such a phony.
What about from Flatistan?
No.
From the Eastern Bloc?
You tried.
Ooh. You know, I heard him too, because he threw the voice.
But you wouldn't feel weird, like, if all of a sudden they started speaking Italian and you were like, I don't speak it. I just got this passport because I could.
I don't speak no Sicilian.
I don't know, man. What, I got a Southern accent now? You know, I got an Italian passport? I don't know. Like, I'll be honest with you.
I almost feel like that would be annoying to them.
Well, I'm not gonna like, throw it around. Like, walk around Ireland, like, check out my Irish passport.
But people would.
Yeah, you're right.
You know?
So, you know,
we would find that as an opportunity to be very obnoxious.
I know that there's certain people that have, like, dual citizenship, like, legit.
Yeah.
And my brother always wanted it, but he just wanted to do it to just brag.
I get it.
I'm not impressed.
But that's what we're talking about here. The passport would give you
dual
citizenship.
You don't stand up for your own country? What are you, Two-Face?
I love America.
Do you?
Yes.
You're trotting off to Dublin?
Well, yeah, I could do that, too. It would make going back and forth easier. Again,
what if we go to war?
With
Ireland?
Ooh.
U.S.
That's a good question.
Who do you stand for?
Well, I mean, I'm from America.
Yeah, but what about your Irish buddies over there?
Wait, what are you talking? Why would we go to war with Ireland? And how long would that war last?
It wouldn't that long.
No, I'm saying it would be a decision I'd have to make for like 3 hours. No, I mean, I don't know. Like, you bring up a good question. Like, during world wars, when you had people with dual citizenships, I mean, I know we know how it worked for the Japanese.
Yeah.
Not great. What about everybody else?
So, like my parents, my dad was Sicilian, right?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I guess you just kept your mouth shut.
Well, your dad was in the service.
He was
as
in the
a
service.
Sicilian, how far, when did his family come over? Like, what generation was he American?
So they came over, like, right at the turn of the century, 19, you know.
So was he a first generation? Was he the first member of his family born in America?
Mm-hmm.
So he had Italian grandparents.
Yeah.
During a World War,
yeah.
Where we were fighting against Italy.
So I'll tell you a story. So my uncle was an FBI agent. My uncle Don was Italian on both sides.
Your uncle Don was?
Oh, yeah. Imagine that.
Yeah, no kidding.
So he goes into the FBI and they're running a background check. And this is during the Red Scare. They brought him into the office before he got, like, he was going to pass out of the academy. And they had questioned him because his father used to read Italian newspapers
Ooh.
That came from overseas. And, you know, there was a lot of communist writings in those newspapers.
Sure.
How did they know all this? They went through his mail.
Wow.
So the FBI went to his father's house and was going through his mail to look at what he was reading. My uncle didn't know any of this. Then they brought him in and even laid out all the stuff his father had been reading.
Wait, wow. They took it?
Well, they knew of it.
Gotcha,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Man.
But he got in.
Okay, so he did all the work and he still let him in.
Yeah.
But like he was like shocked. But then he was like, you know, I get to do this now.
Man.
Now I can go through people's mail.
Elijah writes us on Twitter. He says, fun fact. This is not such a fun fact. Cobbs Hill used to be a POW camp for Italian prisoners pre-1945. I've heard that. Is that true?
I don't know. So my grandpa told me.
Wait.
Is that? Can I?
Wait, so we captured Italian.
And brought him here. Yeah,
I mean,
we drove
him
all the way
Italian.
Over here. And then we drove him all the way to Rochester?
Why yeah, there were POW camps across America. Mm-hmm. Like, there are some Midwestern states where German POWs, they never left America, and there's a big German population.
Oh.
And that's where they were.
Okay.
Is that why?
Yeah.
Can I ask a stupid question?
What's that?
The DNC did a story about it a couple years ago.
Is that why we have such a high? That's not why we have such a high.
It
price.
Could be.
Did they? Oh,
I don't forget the Italians lost pretty quick that war. I mean, they fell pretty fast.
So it's longer than you think, man.
Not very long,
no,
bro.
No, it's when Mussolini got to do what he wanted.
As soon as we got there, they gave up. I mean, they're not known for their fighting forces since the Roman Empire.
Talk about Rocky, buddy. Let's talk about
okay.
Rocky.
Okay, and maybe individually if you owe him money.
Let's take a break.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bearers a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search the Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.